Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has asked the United States Supreme Court to end its racist abortion eugenics history. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. This particular brief, Holly, that we filed at the United States Supreme Court on behalf of blacks and Hispanics and other organizations is a powerful brief. It overviews the racist history of abortion and eugenics in the United States, going back to Charles Darwin, then picked up with Margaret Sanger, and then adopted by the United States Supreme Court.
And, you know, we've touched on this before as we represent Sandra Merritt and her fight against Planned Parenthood, that Planned Parenthood is based on eugenicist and it's racist, and the object is to kill the black population, you know, with Margaret Sanger and her beliefs. But I think we're going to dive deeper into it today and even backing up all the way to Charles Darwin.
Yeah, we represent about 70,000 African American and Hispanic churches and millions of African Americans and Hispanic Americans across the United States and various organizations. We represent the Catholic Diocese of Tyler, Texas. We represent the bishop there, Joseph Edward Strickland, Deacon Keith Fournier, General Counsel for the Catholic Diocese of Tyler, the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Council, Dr. Alveda King with her organization as well, Speak Up for Life, and the Frederick Douglass Foundation with its incredible ministry as well. Mm-hmm. But our brief traces this abortion issue back to Charles Darwin. Most people, in fact, I was just talking to somebody a week ago, Holly, and I mentioned to him the full title of Charles Darwin's book.
It's really shocking because
and he didn't know.
You don't hear about that. You only hear about The Origin of Species.
The full title, and this is not a colon, you know, like you might have a colon as a subtitle. This is the full title, The Origin of Species, by means of natural selection or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life.
Could you imagine trying to get that book into the schools today?
Yeah, the preservation of favored races. It means that you don't want to preserve some races, but you do want to preserve others. And that's exactly Darwin's point.
And that clearly shows his racist ideology to eliminate certain races and people.
And clearly in his second book, The Descent of Man, where he discusses more in detail his evolutionary ideas within the human population, it is very clear that he describes Australians, Mongolians, Africans, Indians, South Americans, Polynesians, and even Eskimos as savages. And he says, in fact, that he prefers the white population of aspects of Europe over the non-white population. He believes that white people are further evolved than people with other darker colored skin, whether it's brown or black or whatever, other than certain white skin color. He believes that those people are lesser evolved, that they have lesser mental capacity. It is shocking. He, in fact, says that he supported his extermination of these, quote, inferior races. He wanted to eliminate these inferior races because he felt that these people were savages.
Well, what's even more shocking, Matt, is that this ideology was adopted by the High Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, in 1927.
Yeah, this whole racist eugenics ideology, this whole idea of evolving the human race to be a better species, requires eliminating certain races from the species, i.e. black and brown and others as well, including certain people with disabilities, whether that's epilepsy or low IQ. And so that was a widespread idea. It was picked up by Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood, picked up by Adolf Hitler, but also by J.D. Rockefeller, mm-hmm, and the Carnegie Institute, and Ford of the Ford Motor Company and many, many others. And then it was picked up also by the United States Supreme Court in 1927.
In Buck versus Bell.
Yeah, this decision came out of Virginia. In fact, where I was a dean of the law school at Liberty there, this place where this happened was not far from that location. It was in Virginia. Carrie Buck was ultimately somebody who tested what they called in the imbecile range, which is not true, but they classified her as an imbecile. And that was a certain category of IQ. There were moron, there were imbecile categories, and it was based upon your IQ. These IQ tests were flawed tests, and they tested her, and they put her at the imbecile category of IQ. Now, she ultimately gave birth to a child. They said that her mother also had low IQ, and then they alleged that her child had low IQ. Now, there's no way you could really have tested her child because it was very, very, very young. And they said, well, that's three generations, her mom, Carrie Buck, and now her child that she had out of wedlock, which was another strike against her, to have the child out of wedlock. They wanted to eliminate those kinds of populations. So what did they do back then? They gathered all these people up, they put them in sanitariums, and they would not allow them to leave. And you can actually visit some of these old sanitariums where these people were held against their will in various parts of Virginia or other parts of the country. It wasn't just Virginia. And they were held there so they could not procreate until they were old enough so that they're past childbearing age. But that took a lot of time, and it was quite expensive. So they said, let's speed up the process. Let's forcibly now operate on them to sterilize them. And that's what they did with Carrie Buck. And the case went to the United States Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled with Virginia against Carrie Buck. And this is, you know, Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. And this is what he said. It is better for all the world if instead of waiting to execute degenerate offspring for crime, or to let them starve for their imbecility, society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind. The principle that sustains compulsory vaccinations is broad enough to cover cutting the fallopian tubes. Three generations of imbeciles are enough. That's the United States Supreme Court.
So that's what they did to her.
And that's what they did to her.
You know, every person, every human being is created in the image of God. He is a creation of him. And for us as humans to rate the intelligence or the worth of another human being is inconceivable.
Yeah, within 5 years of that decision, 28 states had adopted compulsory sterilization laws. And between 1907 and 1983, more than 60,000 people were involuntarily sterilized. And so Planned Parenthood, founded by Margaret Sanger, supported this forced sterilization. So did Adolf Hitler. They wanted to eliminate certain races. So all this racist eugenics started with eliminating them by forced sterilization. It was started by isolating them in these sanitariums so they couldn't procreate, then sterilizing them against their will. Then Margaret Sanger had an idea. Let's give them contraception so that they cannot procreate. Let's give them a medication so they cannot procreate. And that's where contraception came from. That's why she promoted it. So she set these contraception clinics in these minority neighborhoods. And then Roe v. Wade adopted this racist eugenics ideology in 1973. And she then expanded her abortion clinics all over the country. And they are predominantly in these black and brown neighborhoods. In fact, listen to this. They intentionally located 86% of abortion facilities in or near minority neighborhoods in the 25 U.S. counties with the most abortion. The 25 counties contain 19% of the U.S. population, including 28% of the black population and 37% of the Hispanic Latino population.
That sounds pretty racist to me.
Yes, and they did it intentionally. In 12 of these counties, blacks and Hispanic Latinos are more than 50% of the population. In contrast, blacks are only 12.6% of the U.S. population, and Hispanics and Latinos are 16.3%. Planned Parenthood's largest abortion facility in America is situated in the middle of a black and Hispanic neighborhood within walking distance of a nearby school in Texas. I have been at that location, And it is a huge abortion facility right in the middle of a black and brown neighborhood. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Support our mission to overturn Roe v. Wade and to return a culture of the sanctity of life back to America and make the womb a safe place once again. This is a racist, eugenic history, and the Supreme Court needs to reject it now. lc.org, that's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.